following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Shake a booty, shake, 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 shake. Hey, yeah, you didn't think I forgot about that, did you? Mm-mm. I'm always scooting around the studio when this little ditty comes on. Yep, it's my favorite. Until I get another favorite. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Welcome, everyone. I trust everyone got through the 4th of July unscathed. I hope none of you doggies or your kitty cats or any other animals you may have around your place. I hope none of them were bothered by sounds of firecrackers, fireworks. I got some dogs that are simply petrified. We bought one of those thunder jackets for, well, he's our very old pit bull now, but at the time, he was kind of a teenage dog. That's when he first started freaking out at thunderstorms. So we got a thunder jacket for him, and what it's supposed to feel like on them is like a perpetual hug. So I guess we could have saved a bunch of money and just wrapped him in one of those big Ace bandages. But we got him the thunder jacket. And I guess we should have bought two because one of our other neurotic dogs chewed it off of him. Chewed it right off of him. Good thing he didn't swallow any of it, but it did help calm that one's nerves. You know, it's kind of like people bite their fingernails. Scout just needed to find something to chew. So he chewed Jake's thunder jacket. So, again, welcome. If you're stumbling upon our show for the first time, you will notice very quickly nothing we do here is serious at all. We don't talk politics or anything heavy. And, you know, I've noticed a few shows recently that are kind of following that same mindset, getting away from the heaviness, political banter, the arguing, and some of those shows, they drill the same points over and over again, and it just gets to be a bit much. So we are a silly safe haven escape from that. We try not to sweat the small stuff, but sometimes we'll dedicate an entire show to everyone sweating the small stuff. But you know what? That's good, because you know that you're not alone. You have us. So just remember, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to, we are honored that you are taking us along for the ride. Speaking of the 4th of July, now is the time a lot of those fireworks go on sale. Because if they've been on the shelves for 6 months or more, they might not perform as well. Like if something is supposed to go kaplooey, if it's been on the shelf a while, it might just go kerr. Or some really lame, lackluster sound. So they want to make room for the fresh fireworks.
Hello, friends. Well, the 4th of July is over, and you know what that means at Perplexed Polly's Palace of Pyrotechnics. It's the annual returned fireworks sale. You'll pay pennies on the dollar for these fireworks that were returned for whatever reason. We've got bottle rockets that either explode in the bottle or sit there for half an hour smoldering before they launch.
Oh, my God!
Only 50 cents a gross. And speaking of gross, we have tons of those little snake pellets that not only make ugly, disgusting ash snakes, but they smell like burning, rotting fish entrails that were left in the sun for 3 weeks. Just 50 cents a ton.
Ew.
We have mislabeled fireworks on sale. The package says they're smoke bombs, but in reality, they're cherry bombs. Won't that surprise your friends?
Attic.
A box of 100, just 50 cents. We also have sparklers that were accidentally made with the gunpowder attached to the entire length of the sparkler. Make bets on whether your friends will let go or get first-degree burns. Only 50 cents a case. And our piece of resistance, the unlabeled fireworks assortment. There's no way of telling what each firework does or if they're even legal. 50 cents an assortment. And to make sure we meet our legal obligations, here are instructions on how to safely handle fireworks from our special guest, the athlete so good he has three first names, Jason Pierre Paul.
Do it safe, kids. Pick something out of the box with one hand and light it with the other. Watch that fuse sizzle and... Quick, bring me my contract and the pen.
Oh, Lord, now look what you did.
Oh, come on, Mama.
Boy, you know I didn't want you playing football no way. Then you go get my hopes up.
Mama.
Now you done lost $60 million.
But, Mama.
What about my needs?
Mama, call 911.
What about my new house and my car?
Oh, Mama.
Oh, Lord, and I have already reserved the church hall for your cousin's wedding. You know, we're supposed to pay for the reception.
Can you get me a towel?
And I already went and bought the entire wedding party. Brand new Nutribullet Ninja Blender.
At Perplexed Polly's Palace of Pyrotechnics, you get what you deserve.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast, and I've never seen an endorphin.
They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
You know what? If you have not done so already, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It is free, of course. It's a lot simpler than going to their website on your phone and navigating it there, which, you know, that's still a good thing, but the app is super duper. All your favorite FM Talk shows are in one spot. And that's saying a lot, because FM Talk puts on over 50 hours a week of local programming. And sometimes we just miss stuff, you know? Or maybe you want to hear it again. Like this show. Can listen to this one over and over again. Come on, you know you want to. So the podcasts are there. And you can also communicate with the morning show, Mobile Mornings, with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, by utilizing their handy-dandy little microphone. You tap on it, and you can send an instant voice message, instant audio, to the morning show and also to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. So that's a good way to stay in touch and a good way to make your voice heard. Speaking of which, I haven't heard Jim's voice in the studio in quite a little while.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, yes.
You have been vacationing for quite a while now. Even on premise, on property, you've been vacationing. So, time to get back to it.
Well, it is time. It's time to get another one going, so here we go.
Started the show 8 minutes ago, Jim.
Happy birthday, America. Late.
It's okay. It still counts. I know people who celebrate their birthday for a week.
You see, I'm still wearing the stars and stripes, right?
I was going to mention that. I didn't know they made culottes for men. Did Donna make that? I guess it's cute.
Ta-da!
I think you need to wash it, though. It's been a few days.
Ain't I pretty?
You are, but it's starting to smell funny. Look, I see you have some of your great-nephews and nieces and other children here. Got one in the studio with you today. Hey, little guy.
Where's the splash pad?
What's that, honey?
Poppy Jim says we have a splash pad.
It's okay, little guy. You'll get to play on the splash pad.
Come over here, baby. Look right through that window there, and if it's still set up, it's at Poppy Jim's yurt thing.
It's still way too hot out in the sun, though, so let's wait till it gets a little later, okay?
What happened to all this dead grass?
Oh, right there is where your Poppy Jim let the splash pad lay on it for a week and killed all my new St. Augustine sod.
Yeah, remember, we don't mention the dead grass to Aunt Roro. Go see if Aunt Roro will make you a sandwich.
No. Aunt Roro's not doing anything except the show right now, okay? You want to make him a sandwich, you go inside and you make the sandwich. He's your dog, Charlie Brown. That's the rule around here, remember? People you bring, You tend to them. I've done my time. And if you mess it up, clean it up.
Don't worry, Jolene. I've got this.
He must have picked that up from Reggie. And don't slam the door.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by George Skilly's Chili. Here's George.
Hi, I make chili and refrigerate it. It's chili chili. I draw funny faces on the cups. That's silly chili chili. I only make it when I feel like it, you know, really odd hours. So it's willy-nilly silly chili chili. But it's really good. It's a dilly of a willy-nilly silly chili chili. And don't forget my name, George Skilly. So that means it's really a dilly of a willy-nilly silly chili from George.
No, we ain't right. We'll be right back, though. Stay there.
Roxbury.
Since 1954, people far and wide have come to the Master for vacuum cleaner service.
Wow, I am loving this. It sounds so 70s, like an old detective show. Ooh, I know what we call it, the Vac Masters. With Vac Masters, there's no detective work involved in finding great service. David, what makes A&A's service so fabulous?
What we do when something happens, I won't need your receipt. I don't need your DNA. You bring it to me.
Vac Master.
We look it up. We fix it. Backpack vacuums, rechargeables, uprights, canisters, shampooers.
Vac Master.
So who's doing your background vocals?
The old people in the back.
Yeah, you might want to keep them back there.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
AAVacuum.net.
Are you planning a wedding reception, graduation party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900. Ask them to give you the rundown of what's ready to go in the freezer. You know that family beach trip you have planned? Why spend the whole time in the kitchen when you can get delicious meals ready to heat? You need to spend time working on your tan. Visit on the web at neymanscatering.com.
Oh, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of, but it has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you guys had a good week and that you're having a good weekend. And if you're not having either one of those, well, that's what we're here for. I'm going to kind of give you a little escape from the bad mood or the relatives that are still hanging around. Some of us have relatives that are still here from the holiday. Oh, I love it. I really do. Jim has half of Texas here. He does have several great nephews and great nieces and grandchildren, just all kinds of people. And one of them, well, okay, he's been hanging out in the studio a little bit. I call him Little Britches. He's headed this way. He is coming in. Okay. Hello, young Mr. Weaver. Don't slam the door. I guess you finished that sandwich. What you looking to do now?
Uncle Earl says we got a slip and slide.
Uncle Earl. He does have a slip and slide, kind of, sort of. Give me 10 minutes and 12 seconds, and I'll take you to the bunkhouse back there. That's where Uncle Earl and Mr. Reggie are, okay? I'll take you back there. Just sit right there. No, don't touch that. Please. Okay. We'll go over in just a minute. So much for entertaining your own people, Jim. Don't even know where he is, actually. But you can bet I'm going to find him. My light is flashing, and I know who this is. I have to take this call. Sorry.
Yeah, hey, Jolene, it's Mom.
Hey, where are you?
Well, you know, I had a high school reunion on Friday.
I thought you had your reunion last year. Is this your reunion?
No, not mine.
I know it's not Daddy's because he doesn't go to those things.
Class class of 55.
You went to some random high school reunion. Have you started that again?
Lovely hotel right on the beach.
You know, somebody's going to bust you doing that. You're going to be exposed. That's embarrassing, going to reunions. You don't even know the people. So where's this reunion you crashed?
Well, Florida. I don't want to talk about it on the air.
Okay, what'd you do down there?
You are still on the air, right?
Yeah, I'm still on the air. Been on the air since 2009, and you still ask me that question.
Well, you never know what goes on with you radio people.
I'm not radio. What are you talking about?
Every radio station you've ever brought me to is totally dysfunctional.
Well, first of all, yeah, maybe kind of they are. But remember, I don't work for any one particular radio station. We just work for us. So I don't know what specific dysfunction you're referring to.
Well, we visited that one radio station.
Where?
And you took me to Arizona last year.
The trip to Flagstaff?
Yeah.
We didn't visit the radio station there, though.
You know, the one with all the people in it and everybody was staring at their phones and their iPads.
That was a Verizon store.
Oh, well, they were very polite.
Okay, we were talking about how you ended up at a class reunion somewhere in Florida.
Right.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, I was looking at one of my friend's pages on Facebook back in December.
Okay.
And I saw where one of her friend's friends was going to this reunion down in, well, Florida.
Okay.
Just a little beachside community where they were having the reunion.
The one you decided to crash.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought a little mini vacation would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they seem to have a lot of free food available, so I thought I'd go down there.
And I guess you drove.
Don't worry, I didn't. Your dad did all the driving.
Even worse.
Oh, come on, Jolene. This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Oh, I know that. Do you realize I'm still getting text messages from the Cambodian that gave you the massage at that reunion you crashed at that spa in Myrtle Beach 2 years ago?
I used to do the class reunion circuit every spring.
I know. You used to do it every year. You enjoyed that.
Until we built that new deck on the house.
I know. You've spent all your free time out there the last couple of years.
Oh, Jolene, that deck was like an oasis in the desert.
You had a real backyard paradise set up out there.
I loved spending the weekends out there tending to all my plants.
Beautiful flowers.
Yeah, I even started a decktop vegetable garden out there.
You built one?
Yeah, saw it on Pinterest.
Wow. So what made you stop enjoying the deck?
Your dad started inviting all his classic car people over there, Jolene.
Oh.
They turned my oasis into a chop shop.
A what?
A chop shop.
I don't think that's what you're...
You know, where one guy brings over his 1965 Mustang hubcaps and swaps them with somebody else for their 1972 Dodge Dart Fender.
That's not the right term.
Maybe throw in some fuzzy dice.
You're thinking of a swap shop.
What's that?
A swap shop.
Oh, okay. Swap shop.
Swap shop.
Right.
A chop shop is where people who steal cars rip them apart and put them back together so they don't look like the car that was stolen. Chop shop is illegal.
Oh, good Lord, no. Nobody was stealing anything.
Good. So Dad invited these classic car folks, and they came...
from everywhere.
Okay. And you just couldn't share the space with them.
I just can't stand all those people mm-hmm. with all that loud rockabilly music they listen to.
Mm.
I swear, all those men still wear high karate.
What?
Remember that crappy cologne?
Yeah, kind of. They don't make that anymore, do they?
Hell no, they don't make it anymore, and for good reason. I don't know where these guys get it.
Well, sometimes you can get vintage cologne on eBay.
Well, I guess that's what they're doing.
Some of it's pretty pungent.
One of them must have hit the mother lode because they stink up the deck so bad the fumes killed all my plants.
That's awful.
I can still smell it after they leave.
Terrible. So that put an end to your weekend activities at home.
Yeah, that's why I decided to start back and... hit up a few class reunions.
You're going to get caught doing that.
Nobody ever says anything to me, Jolene.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not gonna. Somebody's going to catch on one day. Now, it's embarrassing, but I'd like for you to explain to everyone this process. How does this work, you crashing these class reunions?
I just walk over to the welcome table, look for an unclaimed name tag,
mm-hmm.
slap it on,
mm-hmm.
and slide on over to the buffet line.
Awful. Don't they ever ask you why your picture's not on your name tag or why you're not in the yearbook?
Well, I tell them I was never there on picture day.
You are seriously going to get caught doing this.
Oh,
and
it's
gonna...
fine, Jolene. Quit being such a goody-two-shoes.
I'm not being a goody-two-shoes. You're going to be...
I just won a door prize.
Mom.
Gotta run.
We need to talk about this.
Benita Johnson. That's me.
It's not you.
I'm Benita Johnson.
It is so hot outside.
Devil went down to Bama. He was looking for a cooler treat. He was in a bind, his red behind was blistering from the heat. When he came across this young man sweating buckets like it was hot, the devil jumped up on a dead tree stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm from a warmer place. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet right to your face. You look pretty warm now, but listen up, old son. I bet ice cream in a bowl against your soul that it's hotter where I come from.
Johnny, you'd best put on your shoes. You're gonna take a ride. Down below, that's where you'll go, where the devil does reside. And if you find it hotter there, as the bet is told, then you lose and the devil gets your soul.
Going down."
Johnny went down under and said, "You know, it wouldn't hurt if I put on some long pants and buttoned up my shirt. The flaming sulfur's pretty," he said with a smile. "But you fool, it's so cool I may stay for a while." The devil bowed his head because he knew he'd met his fate, and he handed Johnny a golden bowl of chocolate. Johnny said, "Just come on back, because it's easy to tell. Ask anyone, you son of a gun, Alabama's hotter than hell."
Yes, ma'am, it is hot, but it is summertime in as south as you can get, Alabama. So no shocker there, but it still amazes us every year. The penetrating heat, which reminds me, I need to take this young man, Jim Weaver's great nephew, is bopping around the studio, bouncing from place to place, and it's too hot really for him to be outside, but he does need to find the slip and slide. I am taking him back to the bunkhouse where Uncle Earl is going to pull the slip and slide out. They put one together, okay, with tarps. It was pretty cool, actually. They used it over the 4th, so hopefully it's still all together. But he needs to take his turn watching this little guy. So we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Meet me right here. You are on the air. We're doing a promo for David and Tony Lord's show. A&A Vacuum.
Hello, everybody. So, you see, my house is really messy. You know, ever since I moved my alpacas inside, I've had a terrible problem with fur. And for that other problem, I just use a shovel.
You got a question here, Earl?
I need something with an attachment that really takes care of unwanted fur.
He does have alpacas in his home. I've seen it. Ricard has anything with a blade on it yet? Because
they actually have a product called the Fur Get It Tool. It's the coolest pet hair attachment, and there is nothing like it. Anything you've ever used, it can attach really to any vacuum and make even crummy vacuums look pretty good when you're through. I promise you, there will be no hair.
Well, and sometimes you can't even see the fur. Dog hair can really hide in a couch cushion.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3.
Hey, I'm Jolene Roxbury. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Let's take a visit to Belle's Kitchen.
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook. Belle Cadeau!
Hi, dolls. Belle Cadeau here. And with me today, as always in my kitchen, the darling man with the culinary plan, Alec Naaman.
Hey, Belle.
It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
I'm having some people over this weekend, and I don't have a lot of time to cook much of anything. Not that I really want to. But time is not my friend this weekend. Do you have something really simple, but really delicious?
How about some sautéed shrimp tacos? What a way to eat a taco. It sure takes tacos to another level. All you got to do is start off with some canola oil, some white onions, some kosher salt, some butter, some jalapenos, some Italian parsley, and some nice corn, fresh corn tortillas or flour tortillas, either one you like. It makes a wonderful sauteed shrimp taco. This only takes 3 minutes. What a fast dinner. Well, what you do is you preheat a skillet or a little griddle, whatever you got. All right, just long enough to heat up your tortillas. All right, you get those nice soft flour tortillas. And then in a separate large saute pan, put it on over high heat. Add a little bit of oil, take you some chopped onions, and quickly stir for 2 or 3 times. Immediately add the shrimp to it at that point and a few pinches of salt, and maybe saute for about 1 to 1.5 minutes until the shrimp begin to turn red. Add the butter, the chopped jalapenos, and garlic, and saute for 1 more minute as the butter begins to melt. The garlic releases its wonderful aroma when you throw in some of those nice crunched garlic cloves. Adjust the seasoning with a little salt if necessary and continue to stir for about 30 seconds. The whole cooking process for the shrimp should be no longer than 3 minutes. Stir in the parsley, remove the pan from the heat. The shrimp should be tender, the onions and jalapenos crisp to the bite. Work in separate batches. Eat them as you go. It don't matter.
Sounds like a very low-stress meal. And just 3 minutes?
Talking about a quickie. Now, this is really a quickie.
Thanks, Alec. I'm Belle Cadeau, and we will see you next time in Belle's Kitchen.
That sounds good. I might have to make some shrimp tacos later. I might make some for John Belle and his family. Hello, my friend.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. You're as welcome as can be, and greetings.
You're all here.
Yes, the family is all here at the farm. We decided to stay through the weekend.
Seems to be the trend.
I see Jim Weaver's people are staying as well.
Yeah.
How long will they be staying?
Don't know.
I know you'll be ready for all those Weavers to clear out of here.
Everybody to
hey,
clear.
Hey, at least my people know to stay out of your refrigerator.
True.
Oh, and I've been meaning to mention this. Do you know I haven't heard one cicada? I haven't heard any.
I haven't
heard. Not even one little baby cicada going beep, beep, beep.
I haven't heard any either, but now...
But now that I've said that out loud,
yep.
I guess we'll have a million here tonight.
We will.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Let's get on with the show. While we can still hear ourselves talk...
You guys heard it. John put the mojo on us. We will have the cicada invasion at Roxbury Farms.
Coming this summer... A warm summer's evening in the South. People enjoying a pleasant conversation. Then, they appear. At first, there's just a few. Then there's thousands, millions, billions. Don't miss cicadas. Scientists are baffled.
How can we get rid of these bugs? Or at least quiet them down?
What?
Cicadas.
You're afraid of what?
No, cicadas. They're too loud.
I can't hear you. The cicadas are too loud. They fly into your neighborhood and they drown out radios.
Delete it, Mama.
TVs. Passing aircraft. Crack hammers. Even Mrs. Schmackelheimer down the road!
You can't get off my lawn!
What?
Get off my lawn!
What is going on?
You should be gone!
What?
Will the horror ever end? Don't miss cicadas! As if you could! Coming to summer, your neighborhood is you!
Now, believe it or not, we receive a request for this song parody we did. We receive one, I don't know, maybe a couple a week. It is a cute little song, and it's all about how every town in America has a midtown. You know, they have a midtown and a downtown. Doesn't matter how large the city or town is. You know, Midtown is typically a really special place. Some refer to it as the Garden District. So I guess it could be that as well. Sometimes they go together. But anyway, this is a song about being a Midtown girl. Yeah. We first put together this parody back in 2010. Maybe a year or two further back than that. Yeah, it's been a minute, and we kind of revamped it a little. So, here we go. Oh, and you're going to have to listen to Belle sing again later, so buckle up.
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her Midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her Midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a Midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hands. She's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a Midtown girl, her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias, they're really old.
The street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte gray.
Her kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band. She's loyal.
About that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was preparing melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
Apple introduces a new iPhone for people who want to be extra frugal with their purchases. It's the MyPhone, the phone for people not overly picky about high-tech improvements. While the iPhone 15 is made of titanium, the MyPhone is made of tough, durable, double-strength plywood. The MyPhone does almost everything an iPhone does. You can make calls. Hello, Charlie? Charlie, it's Bill.
You're feeling ill.
What? What? You can send texts. The MyPhone has a long battery life. And when they run down, just pop in another four double A's. And like any other iPhone, the MyPhone puts the world at your fingertips.
Hey, sorry.
Working.
What is the square root of 9?
The MyPhone, only $39.99 wherever stuff is sold. Here's Apple CEO Tim Cook on this MyPhone to tell you about a special offer. And there's the money-saving coupon he was telling you about. Make MyPhone your phone. It'll be done in a moment. Almost there.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Millions of people have already unlocked the secret and are finding out that learning a new language can be fun, easy, and effective with Rosetta Stone. We've made it as easy as sitting down in front of your computer with coffee and a muffin. But what about people with no internet connection?
I ain't got no internet!
People who aren't able to afford DVD players or laptop computers.
Can't afford none of that! Woo! Them cigarettes has gotten high. Guess I could go to the library.
What about people who live in areas so remote there isn't a public library for 100 miles?
Well, I guess I could...
Shut up. At Rosetta Stone, not only do we produce the world's leading language learning software, but are sensitive to those in challenging circumstances who need more personal instruction.
Okay, then. Who's ready to learn some Mexican up in here?
This year, we are proud to announce a revolutionary way to bring you the opportunity to learn a new language no matter where you live. Introducing Mrs. Rosetta Stone.
Say it with me. My name is Ms. Rosetta Stone. Okay? Now, this right here is a chimichanga.
Believe it. As with our award-winning CD and DVD ROM packages, Ms. Rosetta approaches language learning the same way you first learned a language.
Boy, you better shut up and listen to what I'm saying up here. What did I tell you? You better learn how to talk before you go somewhere. Ain't you ever seen that show Locked Up Abroad? They will throw your butt in jail and treat you any kind of way.
Using a natural method that teaches directly without translation.
Don't you argue with me. Aqua means water, not agua. Aqua like Aquaman. Uh-huh.
No more confusing grammar explanations.
What is a Mexican word for skank?
Or mind-numbing vocabulary lists to memorize.
Burrito, salsa, taco, chimichanga, me cucaracha. That means cockroach.
Millions of people have already utilized the personal instruction of Mrs. Rosetta Stone.
I know that's right.
As she can be dispatched to over 150 countries.
Welcome to France.
Except France. What? I ain't going to France.
Enrich your life by learning a new language.
Oh, and Britain. Okay, I ain't going to Britain. They don't brush their teeth over there.
With Mrs. Rosetta Stone at the helm, the future of language learning is very bright indeed.
I ain't going to no Yucatan Peninsula, because that's where all the hurricanes come from. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, and you can Belize. I ain't going to Belize. That is funny.
Visit our website, book your session today, and learn a new language with Mrs. Rosetta Stone.
I know that's right.
I need 2 enchiladas and 3 burritos, please.
Hey, whatever you are getting yourself up to, thank you for taking us along with you. And remember to get on over to Facebook and follow our show page, because that's how you'll keep up with our podcast. It's there every Saturday. Rain or shine, we'll be right back.
Roxbury.
My stress level's been a little bit high throughout the entire show because Jim Weaver has disappeared. He has left his great nephew with the rest of us to entertain him. So I took him back to the bunkhouse. Earl T, I think he had the slip and slide thing that he put together. Oh, wait, he's calling me. What is it, Earl?
Hey, Jolene, you gotta come over here and help me with little dude. He wants something to drink, and now he ain't got nothing that he can drink.
Let me speak with the child.
Okay, I'm putting you on speaker.
I hate being put on speaker. Honey, what do you want to drink?
How about Dr. Pepper? You got Dr. Pepper?
I've got some in my refrigerator, yeah.
It says sugar-free.
Look, Earl, you gotta deal with this. Take him to the store. Let him pick something out.
Look, little dude, Aunt Roro is gonna come get you.
No,
I'm not. She's got some Dr. Pepper over there in her refrigerator.
No, he doesn't want what I have. You have to take care of this. Do something
for...
You
gotta come help me, Jolene. I'm not really good with kids.
Not doing it. Good luck with all that. Handle it.
Oh, hey, little dude.
Where's the slip and slide?
We got a slip and slide. It's over here behind the jumpy castle. That's mine, by the way. I leave it up all year. I love those things, man. Boing, boing, boing. You go up and down and get all dizzy and whoa. It's almost as good as weed. You better go over to the slip and slide now. Here's your slip and slide.
These are tarps.
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 Okay, well, actually, little dude, it's several, you know, like kind of hooked together there. See, we got like 9 or 10 of them all hooked together, just going off there, yeah. But it is a slip and slide, man.
This ain't a slip and slide.
I mean, it's not a brand name slip and slide. It's more of a skip and scared, maybe, or a fall and flip, but you know, it gets the job done.
These are tarps. You cover up stuff with these.
Oh, yeah, I'll be covering up stuff with them later. I got a lot of stuff I gotta cover so nobody can see them.
What do we have to eat? Got any talkies?
What's a talkie? You mean like a movie with words? Those have been around a long time, little dude.
They're chips, but they're like Cheetos.
Oh, talkies. They're like goldfish?
Talkies?
Like Cheez-Its? How about some Funyuns with spray cheese on them? Make the fingers nice and gnarly orange.
You know, my Aunt Belle Cadeau and Adeline, we were talking about the heat and how challenging it has been for us so far this summer, and it's certainly going to last for a while. We all know that. Here in this part of the country, we are sweating in our Halloween costumes, but that's okay. I do not want to shovel snow, so I'll deal with it. But we decided to have a little fun earlier, and the three of us were in the studio, and Belle was putting together a song about the heat and how nothing really helped alleviate any of her symptoms of said heat. So here's what happened during that session.
I stay inside 'cause I've learned I don't tan, all I do is burn. I stay soaked.
How come?
'Cause I sweat.
Ooh.
In this 105 heat index.
It's a lot higher than that.
And Gold Bond doesn't help me. And I ain't gonna lie, I feel so unfresh, and I've decided I can take 14 showers. Use secret spray by the can. And I'll smell good for an hour.
That's not long at all.
That's what I don't understand. I'm tired of 90s and 100s. Bring on the pumpkin brands. Aren't y'all ready for sweaters? 'Cause I am
ready for sweaters. I'm ready for sweaters, baby. Ready for sweaters. I'm ready for sweaters.
Y'all heard me right.
Sweaters?
That's what I said.
Okay.
I'm in November in my head.
That explains it.
Okay. Pumpkin spice and caramel. I love those autumnish candle smells.
I do like those.
I like cranberry.
Because Gold Bond doesn't help me. And I ain't gonna lie, I feel so unfresh, and I've decided I can take 14 showers.
Look at this water bill.
Use secret spray by the can. I'll only smell good for an hour.
Nothing works?
That's what I don't understand. I'm tired of 90s and 100s. Bring on the pumpkin brands. Aren't y'all ready for sweaters?
I hate to ruin it for you, but we're going to have to wait a while.
Aren't y'all ready for sweaters?
Yes.
Somebody's at the door.
I am. It's true, Jolene, and I've brought in someone who can be completely objective. My darling Leanna from FM Talk 106.5. And she's brought along a few of her own sweaters.
Uh-huh.
We're going to hang them up in your studio. Let's put this pretty cardigan right here. Okay. Now, step back. Are you feeling cooler?
Wow.
You feeling that temperature change? Use your imagination.
Belle, Leanna's got real work to do. Don't bother her. And it's embarrassing when you do something like put on a blizzard sound effect. That's not going to make anybody feel cooler. You're not buying into any of this, are you, Leanna?
Just looking at a sweater makes me feel cooler.
Wait, what?
How about this turtleneck?
Sure, bring them all in. Jolene thinks I'm crazy.
I don't care what Jolene says. You're not crazy at all. This actually works.
Seriously? Well, she's in the shower again. Maybe I'll give it another go. Adeline, would you get some more sweaters out of the winter closet?
Whatever you say, Jolene. I think you're wasting water and enabling a very unbalanced person, I think.
Promise me you'll turn the water off now.
Fine, fine.
I wondered why that bill kept creeping higher and higher and higher.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
You don't pay the water bill for your bungalow, that's why.
It wasn't that high.
Stop arguing.
Turn the shower off. And you made us all butcher a Miley Cyrus song.
That's impossible.
We have run out of time. Yes. Boy, that went fast. I hope you guys have a wonderful week coming up. And, you know, we're going to be right here. Right here for you when you come back. So meet us right back here next week. Remember to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. That's how you can keep up with all your favorite shows. The podcasts are all loaded up there. FM Talk has over 50 hours of local programming. Also, scoot on over to our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. and follow us. Our podcast is up every Saturday like clockwork. Remember to laugh a little bit more because laughter releases what? Endorphins. There they are. We'll see you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.